USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Germany, where two people are dead and several others injured after shots were fired near a synagogue north of the German city of Leipzig. Witnesses say a man was wearing camouflage when he opened fire near the synagogue before he left the scene in a vehicle. Police say one person's been detained in connection with that attack that came on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in California with no electricity this morning as utilities have shut the power off in 22 counties because of expected high winds and an increased risk of wildfires if power lines come down. This manager at a hardware store in Lafayette, California, says people have been preparing.
Lanterns are gone, flashlights are just about gone. Batteries we've been filling every 15, 20 minutes, it seems. It's like we're giving away. It's just crazy.
And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first three payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
The only place I can think of where we had trials like this is in the Soviet Union.
That's President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, as the White House says it will not cooperate in the Trump impeachment investigation. In an 8-page letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, White House counsel Pat Cipollone says the inquiry is constitutionally invalid because the full House has not yet voted on impeachment. And Giuliani says,
this is now worse than a witch hunt.
Turkish military and Syrian rebels reportedly about to cross the Syrian border, a Turkish official making the announcement on Twitter after the announcement from President Trump that U.S. forces are leaving that region. Turkey views those Kurdish fighters in the region as terrorists because of their ties to militants waging an insurgency in Turkey. And this is USA Radio News. Winter-like weather will hammer the northern Rockies and plains in the coming few days. Parts of Montana and Wyoming could get up to a foot of snow. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is standing firm after receiving a lot of backlash over his view on the Hong Kong protests. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Silver has been trying to find middle ground of showing support for a team executive who spoke out for Hong Kong's protesters and protecting the league's growth in a basketball craze, China. Silver's statements have Democrats and Republicans criticizing the NBA commish, to which Beverly Hallberg, president of the District Media Group, says,
when was the last time you saw Ted Cruz and Chuck Schumer agree on anything? Apparently there are still some issues that bring Republicans and Democrats together, and I think this is one that definitely warrants it. What's interesting about it is that Adam Silver, who is the NBA commissioner, has long said that he stands up for the free speech rights of players and those affiliated with the NBA. You mentioned some examples there when players have spoken out. You had LeBron James, who's called President Trump a bum. You have coaches, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, who have tweeted about their position on gun control, but apparently it's a step too far when you call out the Chinese government indirectly. And something to know about China, they kill their citizens. Currently, there are 3 million people who are in concentration camps. You can stand up for the Chinese people and still call out the Chinese government. But I think what this comes down to, and people are rightly seeing, that the messaging war on this, it really shows that the NBA's bottom line is about the bottom line.
Hallberg was speaking there on Fox Business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.